The future is today. And, we're off. Welcome to the launch of Pelham Today, soon to become your main go-to not just for Pelham news, but for Niagara, Ontario, Canada, and world news. Think I exaggerate? After you've finished here, take a little tour. Be sure to sign up for the daily news summary. You'll find that there is an astonishing amount of news and information at your disposal. While other daily news websites charge for complete access, here it's all free. Canadian Press Stories, Associated Press Stories. Want to post a classified ad? Also free. Neither is there a charge for obituaries, although let's hope that's not something that comes up for any of us anytime soon. Want to see where the cheapest local gasoline is? It's here. The weather for today and this week? Ditto. Also, here are the voice writers and columnists whose writing you've come to know over the last few years. Later in the week, we'll be hearing from Larry Cote, Rob Weatherby, and Michael Corrin, and Rob Shook will be along presently. John Swart, though, he's thinking of stepping back a bit. He says he wants to get out on more adventures while he's still fit and able, and I say go for it. Just don't forget to tell us about them. For the next week or two, we'll be on our shakedown cruise, getting used to the rigging and the prevailing currents. If you see anything amiss, please let me know at dave@pelhamtoday.ca. Check in throughout each day for the latest stories. Starting every morning at 6 a.m. there are literally dozens of reporters, editors, and IT professionals hard at work maintaining this impressive network. And to a person, they are a delight to work with. One of them was even a voice editor. A chat message pinged on Sunday afternoon from one Jessica Owen, now a reporter for Collingwood Today, to welcome us to the Village Media Network. It turns out that she grew up in Fonthill, graduated from Notre Dame in 2002, went off to journalism school, then landed her first news job right back at home, at The Voice, filling in during then-editor Sarah Morrill's maternity leave in 2009. Small world, eh? A puzzler has written itself. I keep a large yellow notepad at my desk, on which I keep track of various Voice and now Pelham Today stories and tasks. At the top of the page, I tend to jot items to include in publishers, now editors, corner. Here's what I wrote a few days ago. It's our dogs who are getting old and have advice for us. One small problem. I have no idea what I meant. I don't really remember writing it, though I think it was late one night. I promise I wasn't munching on mushrooms or gummies. If you have any idea what I meant, let me know. Keep the mail coming. Lastly, please keep your letters to the editor coming. One of the great pleasures of editing The Voice was seeing how engaged our readers were, and I very much expect this to continue. There's a menu item on the site to submit letters, as well as button at the bottom of every story, or simply drop an email to letters@pelhamtoday.ca. Is it winter yet? Where's all the snow? Oh, I shouldn't have said that. See you next time.